Coming to you live, February 4th, 2007, out of Washington, D.C., this is an unnews special report by field investigator Imzy. Yesterday, the internet piracy site YouTube has been ordered to pull over 100,000 videos from its website. The name of the organization that ordered the removal of the videos has not yet been made public, but an anonymous source revealed it is a corrupt dictatorship government of the United States, the Republican Party. Party leader and supreme overlord George W. Bush denies this claim and says that his government is a strong advocate of free speech. Said the president, "The Republican Party would never censor free speech unless it was for the good of the American people, such as the removal of anti-Republican propaganda. That is why we had to take those videos off of YouTube." Oh shit, I wasn't supposed to talk about that, was I? This isn't live, is it? Can we just edit that part out? Some of the alleged videos that have been removed from YouTube include anti-government propaganda from so-called comedians such as Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, who spew left-wing socialist propaganda, which is critical of the Bush administration. Environmental propaganda from anti-American Al Gore has been taken off the site, as well as the communist propaganda of Ralph Nader and terrorist lover Noam Chomsky. Also removed is the anti-religious propaganda of Richard Dawkins. This was done at the request of two of Bush's closest friends, Pat Robertson and Fred Phelps. Jerry Falwell's group, The Moral Minority, has called for all pornography to be removed from YouTube. An anonymous source close to the Republicans indicates that Bush is very receptive to that idea. If YouTube doesn't comply, it will be threatened with economic sanctions and possibly military intervention. In a related development, the state-run news channel Fox News has indicated that it is interested in purchasing YouTube in order to prevent subversive content from getting back on the air. Fox owner Rupert Murdoch stated that once Fox joins YouTube, only government-friendly videos will be shown. This has been Unnews Special Report with MZ.